Welcome back. Our guest today is a very familiar face and name in a brand new role. Please welcome Tim Cahill, now president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. It's nice to be back in Quincy.
Yes.
During the day. I'm here at nights.
And, exactly.
I hope I don't already think I'm going to mess it up probably once or twice and say Quincy instead of South Shore.
Probably.
But, it's what happens. I mean, I was there in Quincy for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
I've been at the South Shore Chamber now for 3 months.
When did you find out that that was going to be your new role?
Not officially till about the week before Christmas.
Oh, really?
So it was a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Not ideal, but you know, it's change is good.
Was it something you'd been working on? Is something you were?
Well, it's something I was interested in.
You were.
It was interesting, but the process really was playing out during the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. not ideal, but
here we
was
are.
It my call?
Yeah. Why did it interest you?
I love the chamber business model,
yeah.
You know, helping businesses, trying to bring people together and accomplishing things that the private sector and government really kind of, things that fall through the cracks oftentimes, you know, they're businesses that do well but can do better. So they, again, it's almost like having a child in school that's good,
mm-hmm.
does what he's supposed to do, or
yeah.
she what's supposed to do. You often get credit, you know, you get attention if you're a superstar, you get attention if you're, you know, underachieving.
Need some help,
and
yeah.
And those folks in the middle just go.
Okay.
And I think, in a sense, that's what we're there for the business community, to bring the bigger and the smaller ones together. And South Shore just is a bigger footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I love challenges, so even at this stage of my life,
yeah.
it's fun to do new things in new territories. Obviously, Quincy's part of the South Shore.
South Shore Chamber has its roots in Quincy.
Absolutely.
It started over in the mansion on Miller Style Road, right?
125 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll be celebrating 125th anniversary next year.
Wow, okay.
Started at in Quincy
yeah.
By one of the Adamses, believe yeah. it or not, a businessman of the Adams family.
Ah.
It's the Quincy Board of Trade, and then it grew as the South Shore grew,
yeah.
and it became the Quincy South Shore Chamber at
right.
one point. And then eventually, I think it was in the 60s, Quincy got dropped from the name, became the South Shore Chamber, very, very successful. And then in 2009, Quincy decided to set up its own chamber,
mm-hmm.
which worked out well for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And I think for the businesses, I mean, as Quincy has grown, I think it deserves its own chamber,
right.
much like Plymouth down south.
Yes. Yeah.
But the territory starts at the Neponset River and goes down to the canal.
Is that right?
So yeah. it includes 25 communities. So I can still work with Quincy businesses if they're part of our chamber, if they want to be part of our chamber.
I would think there are dual memberships, right?
There are.
Yeah, businesses
there
in
are.
Both Quincy and
And
Central.
We've
yeah.
got a number of affiliate chambers like Weymouth and Braintree and Marshfield, Hanover, that are part of our chamber but have their own sort of volunteer boards
gotcha.
And volunteer officials and stuff. So that's a great model. And like I said, the challenge is bigger.
Mm. How many in the South Shore Chamber? How many members?
We have about 1,200.
1,200, okay. So it's more than double the Quincy.
Yeah, it's yeah. more than double. And many of those are part of the chamber, and some are part of, have dual memberships
sure.
as part of both.
Sure.
But it's the territory that really interests me because the South Shore is growing.
Mm.
There's a lot of needs on the South Shore, and trying to stitch together communities from Plymouth to Quincy is
mm-hmm.
a challenge that I've kind of jumped into wholeheartedly and believe in.
Quincy College has done it pretty successfully for a while now, right?
Quincy College has
yeah.
done it successfully. We've got Bridgewater State University
Another
down there
example.
That's
yeah.
not technically in the district, but many of its students come from the district.
Certainly, yeah.
Its teachers and its faculty come from the district,
mm-hmm.
so it's exciting. You know, we've got three hospitals in the region. Milton Hospital, which Quincy will be included in that soon.
Right.
Plymouth Hospital, which is also part of the Deaconess, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Right.
And then you've got South Shore Hospital, which is really affiliated with Mass General.
Right.
In the middle.
Yep.
And healthcare is, I think, one of the driving economic forces on the South Shore.
For sure.
As these Boston hospitals are migrating to where people are. There's about 700,000 people in the South Shore region, from the coast all the way up into Canton
mm-hmm.
and Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a nice challenge.
Yeah.
It's similar to what I've been doing, but on a larger scale. with bigger staff, and I think we can, you know, make a difference. If I can make a difference on the region, similar to what I was able to do, what we were able to do in Quincy, mm-hmm. I'd be thrilled with it, because we have to grow.
What are some of the major challenges that you see facing businesses
growth
on the South Shore?
Is growth? A yeah. challenge. Workforce is a challenge, okay. which is really almost universal. Mm. Is getting the qualified staffers and teammates and employees that are needed in these industries on the South Shore.
Specific areas, Jim? Specific industries?
Healthcare is the big one, you know. And it's a funny dynamic, you know, when you've got all these great universities in Boston and on the South Shore. And when you graduate from one of these great universities or colleges, your number one desire is to stay in the city, for the most part.
Okay.
I want to stay in the city. I want to still, it's exciting. I'm young. I want to do things. I want to go to restaurants. I want to go to bars.
And it's their home. They become accustomed to it.
And
right?
I want to have a close commute to work.
Yeah.
So the challenge for us is getting those people, and as they get a little bit older, but are still considered young mm-hmm. professionals, get them to come to the South Shore and find not just their place to live, but a place to work and a place to have fun.
Yes.
And I think that's what Quincy has done over the last decade is, you know, become a place where you can live and you can work and you can go out to eat at night.
Right.
And feel like you're in an urban environment.
Yes.
Or you have choices. It doesn't have to be an urban environment, but you have choices. And it matches, it combines history with, you know, the past and the future. Mm-hmm. And the South Shore is, you know, I mean, the only place, I think the only place, at least the only place in the county, I mean, in the region that came before Quincy was Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the bookends of the region.
Yeah, of course, Quincy has the benefit of being close to Boston on the Red Line.
Close.
So there is that.
Absolutely. But we do have,
like, Rockland, you know.
But we do have the Teague runs down to Plymouth and Kingston, the commuter
on
rail.
The commuter
We've
rail,
got the boat in Hingham,
which
is a really solid source of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So the option, I guess, is to bring people south and to create a community so if they still have to travel into Boston, make sure that that's doable. So
right,
one of the
right.
early things that we're working on is bringing the general manager of the MBTA, Phil Ng, to a South Shore Chamber of Commerce breakfast to speak about the transportation
Certainly.
And how he intends to turn the T around and get it back to a really, truly functioning mass transit authority.
Yeah, well, there's been massive improvements already.
There have been, and that's you know,
there's more to go.
He's done a great job of that, but the message still has to get out what he's done and what there is to do. And I think one of the key sources of mode of transportation that is underutilized in the South Shore is water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a boat in Hingham. We will have a full-scale boat in Quincy.
Looks that way.
In Quincy.
Yeah.
And there are places all along between Plymouth and Quincy where you can
hop
theoretically
on anywhere, right?
Add a boat. You know, the cost is in, obviously, in the ship, you know, the transportation, but you're not spending money upgrading the water because it exists.
Right.
You know, it's gotta work, but the population can dictate it. It is, and it's a way people enjoy traveling, and when you go to coastal communities in Seattle and Vancouver, I mean, it's boat travel.
Oh, it's routine.
It's routine, you know?
Yeah.
And it can probably, you can avoid some of the slowdowns you get with a, you know, an old track system and, you know, having to sort of go in and out and make sure that the lines run. So, I mean, people need to get to work in a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
That's one thing that COVID kind of showed people is the time they spent commuting is time lost with their family.
Yes.
Time lost at work. But they're all going back to work, and we want them to go back to work. So, but I'm excited too. We've got a great group of businesses, and there's so much opportunity. I'm not constricted by geography like kind of I was in Quincy.
Okay.
I mean, where Quincy Chamber was 90% Quincy.
Certainly,
And we did get some business from outside, but I wasn't recruiting outside of Quincy.
Sure,
now
I know
recruit.
Some Milton businesses to
Yeah, and we had a partnership with them. I mean, the partnership model is great because for smaller businesses that really aren't regional, that might be a good fit for them. So Braintree, Weymouth, Marshfield. For those businesses that need regional support, like hospitals, like healthcare institutions, like manufacturers, I think we can play a role, you know, and I'm excited about it because it's different. Instead of dealing with, you know, one sort of elected body, in one person, which is Mayor Koch, mm-hmm. who was great to us in Quincy and great to the chamber. Now I get to work with 25 different
boards of selectmen, boards town selectmen. Managers.
Be careful what you wish for, because that's a challenge.
Right.
You only have three mayors right. in the region, Mayor Koch, Mayor Joyce, and Mayor Hedlund. Everyone else is elected by the board and right. selectmen and town meeting. And it's a tough model, but we're going to make it work. The one thing that I see that's disturbing to me is that there are, I think, a half dozen overrides planned in the spring this year in the towns of the South Shore because they're not generating enough revenue to pay for their services. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because there's a reluctance on the part of the town sometimes to accept commercial businesses because of, you know, and housing, you know, there's
I was going to bring up the cost of housing.
Yeah,
and how much of a factor that plays.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. It's been a challenge.
Yeah.
Quincy's addressed it tremendously. If we can get some of that going south, mm-hmm. some more of that going south, and some Weymouth has grown. Pembroke is adding housing. Plymouth has added tens of thousands
is that right?
of houses, yeah. mostly houses because they've got the land down there.
Yeah.
But I think a mixture of, you know, multifamily and single family is the right model. It mm-hmm. just depends on what the town wants. So if you build it, I think they will come. If you create it, people will come.
Yeah.
And then you got to find places for them to live that is affordable and close enough to where they're working. So what's fun for me is just sort of rediscovering the South Shore. I mean, I've been here my whole life.
Oh, sure,
but
yeah.
And you spend so much of your time in one community, you just, you know, you just don't get out. And when you do go south, you often go into the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just cruise right through,
to
right?
do yeah. at every single exit
yeah.
and places to go and businesses all up and down the South Shore. And I'm discovering them, and I want to bring that message to the masses.
So what do you think needs to come first in terms of growth? Does it need to be housing first and then industry or industry
both.
First?
I think it's both. The
okay.
jobs have to be there and the housing has to sort of meet the needs.
Okay.
And they don't have to necessarily be in the same place
right.
because you can be outside the district in Halifax or in Bridgewater.
Mm.
And if you're working in Hanson, if your business is in Hanson or if it's in Hanover, you can get there in 20 minutes.
Oh, sure.
Maybe a half hour.
Okay.
And it's a reasonable commute. And I think people understand that they're not going to be lucky like I was and be 5 minutes from work.
I was going to say, your commute has changed a lot.
But it isn't that bad. I mean, I'm 15 minutes from
work. Well, you have the reverse commute.
I got the reverse commute, as would anyone else that lives on the South Shore if
right.
they're working in this. That's the beauty of
That's
it.
True.
If you're
yeah.
looking at places to locate, and we're looking to get businesses to locate as well as, you know, families to
right.
locate and people.
Yes.
That reverse commute is a godsend, and it really does work.
Yeah.
You know, we just, I think the model on a regional chamber is you want to create an environment where people can live and work and recreate.
So do you see, like, the rebirth of the industrial park coming back?
I don't think it's a rebirth, but, you know, filling those industrial parks. There's
okay.
quite a few of them on the South Shore.
Right?
You're not going to have a 15-story or a 10-story building on the South Shore, but you go out because you can,
yep.
horizontally rather than vertically. And they're usually in pockets where they're all accepted. They're
mm-hmm.
not one-offs mainly in people's backyards or next to a subdivision,
right,
you know,
right,
a home
right.
subdivision.
Okay.
So there's plenty of land. It's how you use it. And to me, it's convincing people that the mix of land, maybe not as dramatic as we've seen in Quincy,
yeah.
but whatever fits the community, but the mix of commercial and residential is the key, because that way the businesses and the homeowners share the tax burden.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going back to the voters every year
right.
To fund your school system. And if those systems, school systems, public safety are not funded, people won't stay.
Yeah, but that's quality of life issue, right?
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So it all fits together.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of the reasons I love this business is because it combines the business with the political. Politicians generally focus on the political. Business people focus on the business.
Yep.
And I'm in the middle trying to get them to meet
right.
Halfway or figure out how to bring them together to provide, you know, solutions to both sides.
Yeah, so does that mean maybe changes in zoning regulations? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think in many ways it's publicity, encouragement. Like, I've been there for 3 months. I've seen more in 3 months than I've probably seen in the last 20 years.
Really?
As far as new and interesting places, because I am out there now.
Yeah.
I'm in the region.
What's kind of surprised you the most?
Well, how many business sort of areas there are. Mm-hmm. Now I go to Rockland every day. Mm-hmm. Rockland's right off of 228. Mm-hmm. You go left, you're in Norwell, mm-hmm. and then there's Assanippi Park. You go right, you're in Rockland. You go down the street half a mile, you're in Hingham.
Okay.
And you turn right, you're in Weymouth. And there's all these businesses and these business communities. Again, small, not quite, Crown Colony type
Certainly.
Office parks, but smaller versions of those,
okay.
which fit into the community.
Right.
A lot of
businesses. These are towns of what, 40,000 people,
exactly.
right? Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And it all adds up. And if you look at it sort of as one region, it makes sense.
Hmm.
Sometimes you look at it as each individual town.
Mm-hmm.
There's more residential in one town, say in Duxbury mm-hmm. and in Scituate, than there is in Marshfield. Marshfield has more business.
They have Route 139 space. That runs right through it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So it and again, some of that is driven by whether or not the elected body is open
yes.
to business. And that's part of my job, is to meet with the elected officials, state reps, local officials, state leaders, and find out, what's possible.
Sure.
Not try to force something that's not possible.
Yep.
I mean, this Communities Act
is a
tough sell in some of these communities, and I understand why. That's why people move down there. They don't want what we have here in Quincy.
They don't want a state street in their backyard.
They don't want, too much
right.
of what we have, but they need some of it. And that's where hopefully I can come in and mm-hmm. our team can come in, is convince them what they should get mm-hmm. and how that mix has to stay mixed. I mean, it's the old argument about the South Shore Plaza. It was a mainstay. It was the place to go when I was growing up, when you were growing up, when it was
oh,
the
yeah.
place to shop.
Oh, it was an outdoor mall at that point.
I remember
yeah.
that. I remember. We're dating ourselves.
I know.
We remember that.
I don't care.
But even so, it was the place to go to shop and to socialize.
For sure.
And it's
yeah.
lost a little of that.
Well, malls in general, right, have.
And then you have a place like Derby Street.
Yeah.
And now
just
Hanover
right.
Crossing,
yeah. Yeah.
which has replaced the old Hanover Mall.
Right.
You have to meet people where they are and give them what they're looking for. And one of the things that the mayor of Braintree is now trying to do is add housing to that mix so that you can sort of build a community there to give the owners of the mall maybe an incentive to upgrade.
Or at least stay.
Or to modernize.
Yeah.
Or to stay, like
yeah.
you said. And the businesses will come and go depending on whether the shoppers are there.
Right.
And we're seeing a lot of business exodus from the South Shore
for
Plaza.
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, it reminds me a lot of what Quincy was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in the 80s, it was still Shopper's Town.
Oh, yeah.
For most of us.
Yep.
For those of us who had business.
Yeah, the Bargain Center was still there in the
80s.
Bargain
Center was there. Sawyer's was still there.
Yep.
Sears was still there.
Yep.
Once it started to die or depopulate,
yeah.
it just snowballed.
Yeah.
And by the end of the 80s, and I was still in business in the early 90s,
yep.
it became really kind of a ghost town.
Yeah, it did.
And now it's come back through the efforts of the mayor. See, I just dropped
yeah.
it. You told me about it. You jinxed me. And now my out.
That's okay, because we're out of time.
All right, perfect.
That's like the cane coming out.
The mic drop of all time.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Thanks, Tim.
Apologize.